You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Nick, I'm going to punch you in the face when I see you. What are you doing? Just shut up. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Eric St. Joe Podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. I got everybody wound up again. You know, it's like everybody is allowed to be silly on Facebook except for me. I am the only person, apparently, who is not allowed to be a jackass on Facebook. Because every time I am brutalized and attacked. People say horrible things about me. They reference my struggles with mental health. 10 years ago, when I contemplated unaliving myself on two occasions after getting fired, I don't know how come everybody else can be a ding dong on Facebook, but the second I do it, everybody who doesn't like me. Now, it's not you guys. You guys are awesome. And people that listen to, people who know me and know what I'm up to and know my show. They're like, oh, he's just such a douche, but in a hilarious way. Everybody knows that I am one of the funniest people on the planet. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that I am a content machine. Okay? So, all I need to do is about once a week, stir the pot, stir the chili, as Christian Blatt would say. Hold on a second. Hey, Siri. Mm-hmm. Text Carl Hebiger.
What do you want to say to Carl?
Yo, can I call you in a few to promote Saturday? ?
Sending. Yo, can I call you in a few to promote Saturday?
I figured I'd give him a heads up after 7 years. Oh God. All right. Stay put. I don't mean to interrupt after I've been going at it for like 5 minutes. But there's a meltdown going on Q100. So hang on. Be right with you. All right. Q100 was on full meltdown today as I was wrapping up the insane asylum. Long story short. You finish the show, you click something, and then I'm no longer broadcasting from here. So I did that, and then I noticed that it didn't do what it was supposed to do. And then it dawns on me, as my mic was still hot, that everything I said was actually going out over the airwaves. Fortunately, I did not say nasty words, but I did realize that I was still in control. I shouldn't be in control. It's like I handed the ball off to the running back. That's how it's a big dance to do it. So then I noticed I figured out, I go, oh, I am still on the air. In my head, I'm like, okay, you're still on the air. Whatever you say, it's going to be on the. So I actually went, hey, you're not hearing anything except for me right now. And I kind of danced around it and like was able to play a song to buy some time. It was some technical meltdown that occurred. And that's why I just took that short break just there, because I got a phone call from somebody over there and they wanted like, hey, what happened? And so when I was away just a second ago, I said, yeah, if it's not an emergency, I'll call you back. So here we are. Anyway. Mooney says, don't ask 3G to fix it, LOL. If we had to ask that dipshit to fix anything, it would have been a complete disaster. Which, by the way, I went back over his house yesterday, and this is how it is going over to Henson's house. First of all, idiot says to me, he goes, why don't you bring your dog to the dog park? I'll meet you there. I go, fine. We go there, and he has this whole stable of people that he knows there. He goes there so often. And so he's introducing me to people, and I'm there with O'Neill, and there's some guy there who has a Belgian Malinois. Those are the dogs that climb walls. They're super active, and I guess he's one of these, the guy who owns the Belgian Malinois is like a cock. And I swear to God, this happened. As soon as they said, yeah, that's a Belgian Malinois. And I go, oh my God, that dog, I bet you he can run. I said something like at high speeds or something like that. Cause they're full of energy. They run real fast. They jump real high. And the guy who owns a dog, he goes, doesn't need to run fast to catch you. And I look at him, I go, what's up? And he realizes that his general demeanor makes me want to like smack the shit out of him. It's like, who the fuck? I've never spoken to this person in my life. He doesn't even know that I, because sometimes I get that with people who know what I do. They might try to like heckle, but he has no idea who I am. So I'm like, ha ha. And then he goes, yeah, I don't even know you. I'm already busting your balls. Ha ha ha. And I'm like, yeah, that's funny, you old fuck. Fuck you. Afterwards, I go over to Dickhead's house and I have to fix his microphone, and I ended up fixing it. But I get there, and I beat him there. I thought I had to drop O'Neill off, and then I guess he didn't tell me he had to make a stop. So I go to his house, and I pull in the driveway, and the garage is open like 2 feet. And there's like music playing in there, and the light is on. I go to the front door, and I bang on the door. 3 dogs are barking like crazy. I text him, are you here? What the fuck? Where? What the hell? Asshole, I'm here. I'm at the front door. I walk off the front porch, and I kind of like bend down into the, so I can yell into the opening of the garage. I go, anybody home? And I hear Greg's wife, yeah, I'm here. I'm just smoking and playing video games. Like, what? Garage opens up, and it's true. She's got a smoke in one hand, and she's on her phone playing a video game. And I'm like, oh, hey, where's Greg? He's at a dog park. I go, no. I know. I was just with him. He hasn't gotten home. I beat him here. I guess I had to stop and give him some medicine and a pack of smokes. Oh, okay. Here he is. And then sure enough, there he is. Dog's hanging out of the window. Oyster. Like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is so awkward. Head on up, take care of his stupid poverty ass, and we're now in business. But I already digress. I can sense that that is how this is going to be today. But I did some pot stirring on Facebook, which is always great fun. I don't even bother responding to most of them anymore. But I made the big announcement. Last week, I made the big announcement that Steve was going to be in the wild for the Detroit Lions football watch party at the local casino. And that's all I have to do is put that up there. And then people just lose their shit. And all these Freebird Hot Wings fans come out of the woodwork and they just, oh my God, they go right for the jugular. They're so pissed off. And then there was one guy who wrote, "This is disgusting and disturbing." And so I went ahead into his Facebook profile, and there's a, he's, you know, I took a picture of his face, a screenshot, and I wrote, "So is this?" And then he wrote back, he goes, "No, EZ, I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to the people who were being mean to you." And I was like, "Well, you idiot. How was I to know that?" And so I was like, "Oh, my bad." And then, so I basically insulted the guy badly. So I wanted to go over some of this because it's outstanding. Breaking. I wrote, Kelly Cheese in the Wild, Sunday, 11-9, November 9, at 131 Sports Bar. Hang out with this legend for crispy R's, health insurance hot takes, and maybe ways to end the government shutdown. As always, an Easy Show t-shirt for the best heckle video. Kickoff at 425. Now, what is so bad about that? That is all, that's gentle ribbing. That's a slight elbow. It's like a ha-ha-ha-ha. That's pro wrestling. That's what that is. That's gamesmanship. Hang out with this legend. That's a compliment. For crispy R's, she knows she does that. Health insurance hot takes, she does all those. And maybe ways to end the government shutdown. She had a whole big soliloquy that we covered on Who Are These Freebeers of her. Her way to end the government shutdown was this. She suggested that all Americans stop supporting local businesses. Don't spend any money. And then that, they'll go, uh-oh, and then they'll end the government shutdown. Now, everybody knows that that is totally our word. But that didn't stop her, and I'm happy she did it. She's willing to plant her flag in the quicksand of our word. Okay? And we all know that she loves talking about healthcare. So, I really, that is not a bad thing. And this picture of her, you know, people are like, why do you post that picture? It's like, well, I didn't go to her house and snap this picture. She is the one who made this available. Why? It's not my fault that there's stuff like this of her on her own social media. If you go to her on TikTok, this is a regular thing. So you can't get mad at me when I write what I write or write what I wrote. And it's her pick. I mean, she wants you to see that. So I don't understand the hate, but boy, were people mad. Oh, my God. And they really drill down. I even got in one directly from some guy on Messenger. Like he sent an individual message. Dan Prebenda wrote, "Still butthurt after all these years. You had such a great gig on the show. Now you are a dick with a podcast." Well, that's pretty accurate. "I don't know why I see posts from your garage. I liked you at one point, but you just seem like a narcissistic blowhard. Oh, well, we all have our places in life." And I'm like, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? Are you serious? I wrote, "Who are you and why are you contacting me? I don't know who this guy is. What is the big deal here?" These six people on this show every single day bust everybody's balls and bore people. And I don't know what is worse. Probably the boring. I don't care that they bust people's balls. So when someone like me busts balls, it's a problem. I can't do it. So everybody else can do it, and I can't do it. Alan says it's not the garage. It's the dormer above the garage. Yeah, that's true. Bread Bull Brain Chris says that is the greatest picture ever of Kelly. It's her natural resting face. No, it's not. That is not her natural resting face. You guys are just being jerks. Nick says, just tell them you're stressed because you were diagnosed with cancer. That's a great idea. Look, I'm really stressed, period. I was just diagnosed with stage 5 pancreatic cancer. Okay, now I do that all the time. That's the old easy judo cancer maneuver. And I know that that's going to, people are going to be like, oh, you can't do that. That's you know, below the belt. And it's like, look, you got to understand, I'm constantly keeping people on their heels. And I've done that, been very successful in doing that one, that maneuver before, where I get some hothead who comes in guns a-blazing. And then I make the old easy fake cancer announcement. And then once I do that, then they immediately are on their heels. And they're like, oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I'm so sorry. And then I write, fuck you. I don't have cancer, you stupid fuck. Go fuck yourself. That's how I roll. Now, some will say that I'm rolling the dice with karma. Okay. But I don't believe that. I don't believe in your nonsense. Okay? And I encourage you all, next time you have the opportunity, to bust out the tried and true, patent pending, easy fake cancer diagnosis. All right. Nick says that picture is epic. Bob says they go low, easy goes lower. Well, not even that. I mean, I read to you this post. That's not bad. It's a mild joke at best. Man Bun Chris talks about the last time I did fake cancer diagnosis. The one guy who apologized and then you told him to fuck off. LOL. Easy is the king of poking the bear. Then the bear gets pissed and Easy goes, what? What'd I do? All right. So let me get back to this. Oh, boy. Hold on a second. I'm getting another radio station thing. Hold on. I take it back. I'm just going to let it go to voicemail. The good folks at the radio station know that I am doing the show and I'm running late right now. Hang on, let me send one more text along. Hey Siri, text Joe Mama.
What do you want to say?
Sorry, I can't talk right now. .. I'll send you a promo sometime around 11 a.m. All sorts of crazy things happening around here. I don't know how I keep it all together. Okay. All right. Where was I? So I make this post. Breaking news. Kelly Cheese will be in the wild Sunday, November 9 at 131 Sports Bar. Hang out with this legend for Chris BR's health insurance hot takes. Maybe ways to end the government shutdown as always. An Easy Show t-shirt for the best heckle video. Kickoff at 4:25 p.m. Last week, when I did this with Tumnus, nobody took me up on the offer. I did not get any videos. I don't suspect that I will get any. If I do, it's gravy. You know, I wouldn't want anything more than just some playful heckling. That's all. These people are on edge over at GRD. And they're very concerned about me. They spend way too much time thinking about me, and so that it, you're liable to spin him out even just by mentioning my name. Even just by saying EZ says hi. A lot of the comments from people that like me and are trying to be funny are just nasty. Adam says this is the face when the fart bubble runs up the front and pops the bean. Andrew says, guys, relax. The only way he makes money is if he uses slash makes fun of FB and HW content. Okay. Matt's a all-star. He says, the EZ show and podcast is the best out there. If you are any real fan of FBHW, you need to listen to this show. All the power that made FBHW rise to the top is there. And who doesn't love behind the scenes of anything? Even if you disagree, that's also part of it. FBHW show these days won't dare say it, mention anything that could be the least bit controversial. That didn't make good entertainment, just bubblegum. Check out the show. You will not be disappointed. Matt, I thank you. Now, this is weird. Look, I wrote, In the Wild, Sunday, 11-9. Now, I don't know how this person could be confused with this. This person says 11-9? Today is 11-6. And I wrote, correct. Sunday, 11-9 is the event. This is a typical Free Beer and Hot Wing Show audience member. Stupid. How could you mess that up? My God. Joe says he's been off the show longer than her was on it. Stop giving him attention and he may go away. And I'm like, go away? This is my page. This moron thinks that I'm on like the Segment 18 page. James says, I think she's had a few too many edibles in that pic. She's got the googly eye going. She said recently that she has sworn off cannabis. So if you swear off cannabis and say, yeah, I gave it up, and then you come back and start doing it again, you're going to have to admit it at some point. This lady, Jenna Way Layton, she's super bent. She got pissed off at me when I did the Steve one last week. Then other audience members of mine kind of get into it with her, and they start fighting. Hey, folks, it's EZ for my friends at Uncommon Goods. The holiday season is here, so start your shopping here. Go to uncommongoods.com. Click where it says Christmas shopping. You've got gifts for her. For him, for the grandparents, for the kids, for the teens, for your friends. Oh my gosh. Artisan, handcrafted, amazing gifts for you and yours. Truly, everything that is cool is found at Uncommon Goods. You can get lost on the website with the amount of products that are there. Uncommon Goods partners with some of the most creative people on the planet and puts all of their offerings on one spot for you to shop in the convenience of your home. I love Uncommon Goods. And you will too. And don't forget that when you shop at uncommongoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, and many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase that you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a buck back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. Wow, they've donated more than $3.1 million to date. Don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
This guy, Aaron, says, imagine being so salty about being kicked off a show years ago and decide to consistently poke fun at the female who replaced you. I don't have to imagine it. I'm doing it. By the way, this guy, Aaron, I was considering calling him a tsunami magnet, but I figured that that wouldn't be a good idea. I got so much joy out of this. I always do. It's great fun for me. And I barely contributed to the conversation. It was very little that I had to do on this one. So I ripcorded on the tsunami magnet joke. Eric Zane is a loser that can't understand that his mouth is what got him in trouble. I bet he and his followers won't resist the desire to attack this statement. No one did. Oh, my God. This one was interesting. Dave Ryan. Now, that is Dave Fox, formerly of GRD. And we've been pals for a long time. And so I was a little taken back when he wrote, dude, you are fucked up, and I'm Dave Fox. So I'm like, oh, shit, does he hate me now? Kirk says, wow, almost 10 years later, and you're still bitter about being fired from a job. You did to yourself. You had it all, and you ran your mouth over and over after being warned. Well, this guy sounds like he was in the staff meetings. So you have no one to blame but yourself, yet you still do. And even make fun of someone that wasn't even in the show until years later. This just proves the trash you are and reaffirms they made the right decision in canning your ass. Mike writes, LMFAO. You tell him, bud. Oh, my God. Outstanding. Great work by all. I am so very appreciative of this. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, that's one of the funny things. They all think that you don't understand what you're doing. Cole says, Kelly didn't replace Zane. She replaced Zane's replacement, Joe. Alan loves my tsunami magnet joke. Matt says, how does ZZ being fired give them a green light to be the shittiest radio show ever? Piano Finger Banger says, so far I haven't heard anything inaccurate. You know, I was talking with Ben Glaze about this. If that show were good, I would have difficulty doing what I do. I don't ever want that show to leave. God help us if they, I mean, because it's so much fun to, for 1 hour a week, to be able to stop down and make fun of them. And I will be, if you want to check this out, Who Are These Podcasts? I'm going to be in Who Are These Podcasts with Carl tomorrow. And I always ask him, I go, what shows are you covering so I can be up to speed and I can watch and I can review? And he goes, don't worry about any of that. Just get me some free beer and hot wings. So now Carl is like, it's always great when you review it. So what I'm doing is, when I did Who Are These Free Beers with Ben Glaze, we parked on Free Beers Virtue Signaling, and I just had the audio of that. But Carl prefers video. So I have pulled the video of Free Beers Halloween Virtue Signaling and Kelly's How to Stop the Government Shutdown pep talk. Okay? And I will be featuring those on Who Are These Podcasts with Carl coming up Saturday. Now, I suggest if you want to watch it live, you have to subscribe to Carl's YouTube channel. That's a few bucks a month. If you want just the audio after the fact, it's available wherever you download shows. But he reached out. He says, hey, can we get you for a Saturday show? I'm like, I'm all about it. That sounds great. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't believe this. The fraud bus will be in my driveway this weekend. That's right. In May, I took the fraud bus out. Something else broke on it. It was there that I waved the white flag. Got it repaired again. And put it up for sale. Would any of you like to see the tour of the fraud bus? We could do that. The fraud bus has to be winterized. So in order to do that, I have to get it back from the good folks who are selling it and get it into my driveway in order to winterize the damn thing. And it's a pretty easy thing to do, but I don't even want it in my driveway because all it does is gives me bad vibes. Megan says, I would like to list your damn bus and sell it for you. I could have swore I was able to show it to you, but maybe I can't. What the hell is going on here? Are you kidding me? So I called up the guy and I said, hey, I need that thing out of storage. Can't do it. What? It's all like nestled away somewhere. I'm like, well, I mean, seriously, you got to get it out. So I got to go and pick the damn thing up. Have there been any interested parties wanting to buy it? Not a one. Not a one. Everything that I get on this thing, it's like people asking, because the price on this thing, like you can buy it in some places for about $140,000, $145,000 for this thing. I've listed mine at $124.50. And dude at consignment place says, he goes, yeah, we're going to sell this thing fast, easy. He goes, it's not going to sell if you decide to list it for much more than that. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He says, nope, that's what you want to do. So I go, all right, list it for what you can. And he lists it for $124.5. And then people call up. And this is what I get from them. All right, we'll offer you $95. I mean, you've come on, man. It's horrible. Can you drive it to Rockford tomorrow for tours? Okay. Great thing to bring up because the pinball tournament is happening tomorrow in Rockford, Michigan. We meet at 7 p.m. at the Corner Bar in Rockford. We have the hot dogs. You drink the booze. I'll have some water. I will lead this group, like the Pied Piper, down the street to Pinball Land for the pinball tournament that is to begin coming up right around 8 o'clock, 8:30, somewhere in there. You'll be able to meet Ryan over at Pinball Land. He's wonderful, salt of the earth. And then we do it up. If you're coming, give me a heads up. If you haven't already, I'd like to see how many people we got there. And it should be a good time. Love that. That is going on Saturday. Tonight, the Grand Rapids Gold. They get back at it for basketball right here in good old West Michigan. I will be there. Always a good time. Can't wait. So it's a busy weekend for your old pal EZ. Between winterizing the fraud bus, basketball, and pinball tournaments. Piano Finger Banger says, new idea. You keep the fraud bus and turn it into EZ's traveling roadshow podcast coming to a city near you. 100%. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to kick out the audience members that are enjoying the show. on Facebook, Kick, Instagram, and YouTube. Thank you so much. If you want the rest of the show, it's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. Also, if you want to email me, send along an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com, including disgruntled people who are butthurt because I post a picture and make a joke. Patreon, patreon.com/EricZane. Got two new members yesterday. Thank you so much. Sign up for a full year and save 10%. There's a 7-day free trial, too. Patreon.com/EricZane. All right. I have now kicked out the folks that were joining me on Facebook, Instagram, Kick, and YouTube. For the rest of you, this is going to sound weird, but I have to, as a preemptive measure, reset. All right. That means I have to end the stream and I'm going to start it right back up. So don't shut it down. I'm going to end the stream and come right back. Welcome back. So glad you are here. Football player Marshawn Nealon is dead. This is a weird-ass circumstance that happened with this guy. What's crazy is the guy grew up around here in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. He went to Godwin. And then the dude went to Western Michigan University. Had a pretty good career over there. And then he gets drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. His first year is 2024. Family members were like, yeah, there's something wrong with Marshawn. People are like, what's going on? Well, yeah, he's suicidal. He's got issues. And I guess he was on a police chase, Marshawn Nealon. And people were, and the cops were following him. And then family members of Marshawn Nealon were texting the cops saying, yeah, he's suicidal. He's texting us saying goodbye. People are like, what the fuck? And then the cops broke off the chase. This is near Plano, Texas. Then more driving. They find his vehicle, and it's crashed, and he's not in it. So he's on foot now. They don't know where the hell he is. And then they find his body. He, while running around, he discovered a port-a-john. He went in the port-a-john, pulled out a piece, and shot himself. God damn. Becca Shea says CTE. Yeah, we don't know, but that's always got to be in the back of people's minds when you think about pro football players. Isn't that something? They play a sport that there is such a high risk that something terrible like that could happen, but there's no stopping the NFL. I think they should do an experiment where one year they play without pads. You can still tackle, but you got to play without pads because when they're all armored up like that, it's easier for them just to lay the lumber. Or at least no face mask on the helmet so that they won't lead with the face or the helmet. Stevie says he was found in a porta potty. I thought he was found at his house. That's what I thought too. No. He wandered over to a porta john. These are 911 dispatchers. As all of this was unfolding with Grand Rapids native Marshawn Nealon.
We're talking to the girlfriend. She's trying to call his agent, so we're trying to get him to call. Her to call him first, but she's saying he is armed and has a history of mental illness, and her quote was, he will end it all.
Good copy. You probably ran back to the car to get the gun. 10-4.
If she calls him, we'll let you know.
Good copy. All right, y'all do me a favor. Everybody stay with the buddy. Don't go looking alone. This guy is armed.
President, they just received a text from him, a group text saying, from him saying goodbye. They're concerned for his welfare. They do not have a key to the apartment.
David said that copy. I advise on this call. We were just out there. There's nobody at the apartment. I'll contact him back phone.
We have a lieutenant calling in from Plano advising that the NFL is calling Plano PD and the subject is texting his family goodbye.
EPS 111, there's a porta potty on the south side of that building.
They're like, yeah, and?
40, we got eyes on it. That's pretty much right exactly where 118 drew the circle. Do y'all see a heat from that?
You see a heat?
Yeah, 111, we got good eyes on. Looks like the door's open. Red liquid coming out from it.
Oh, no.
We just want to go ahead and work this safely before we have any officers approach. So let's just get an arrest team and kind of go through this safely and tactically. I believe we got eyes on a drone right there. Y'all got eyes on the target inside that porta potty.
We're pushing the drone there now.
Okay, good copy. Just on our last orbit, we didn't see any movement. Still got that heat signature. Looks like it's curled up at the bottom of that porta potty. With the stream of blood coming from the porta potty.
Yeah, that's a 10-4. He's going to be laying on his side, facing inward, and quite a bit of blood coming out. Possible signal 27.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? I wonder if this will be one of those ones where the guy didn't shoot himself in the head so that his brain could be examined. You've heard about that a lot from these. Matt says, is he okay? Oh, my God. Stevie says, my God, what a terrible way to go. Becca Shea says, sad. Megan Show Mom says, a friend of mine taught him in Godwin. Awful. It's crazy how how we can get connected to a story. The people that live around where I do here in West Michigan, where a lot of my audience is. Like when I first see NFL player dead, I'm like, all right. That does happen. That's awful. Boy, I wonder what's going on. I see the name. I go, boy, I've never heard of this guy. He apparently played for the Dallas Cowboys. And then more and more info. Oh, yeah, he went to Western Michigan. I was like, oh, Jesus. He grew up 10 miles from your house, easy. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. It's like you get more invested in the story. Horrible. Don't know what else to say about that. Other than that's just a ridiculous scenario. I can only imagine what that guy was going through. Megan is very excited about a particular moment that happened yesterday that she would like me to play. So I'm going to do it. She writes, please tell me you're going to talk about the guy passing out in the Oval Office yesterday. She wrote, Trump standing like, well, Trump was just standing there. She wrote, RFK running out. My God. So let's pick it up. Stevie with a great question. Will the Cowboys play a game this weekend? I think they have to. All right. So this is Dr. Oz. He's like in the administration. I think he's... Oops, sorry, O'Neal. Hey, you okay? I think Dr. Oz is like the transportation secretary. And this is RFK. Look at him. He's in really good shape, but he looks like a ghoul, Dr. Oz. He's got good color, and his physical stature is strong, but he still looks like death warmed over. and they were announcing drug price reductions. It was something very good that they were excited to announce. So they're going to do their victory lap here, whoever this guy is. Trump is not yet in the picture, but you'll see him in a second. And some old codger, like, dies right there. Well, he didn't die, but everybody thought he was dead.
It's really an honor to be here today for this historic step forward to expand access to a class of medications that can fundamentally change the arc of chronic disease in our country. Of course, these are the incretin or GLP-1 agonist that we've been speaking about. For nearly 150 years, my company, Eli Lilly, has been investing in America. We've been advancing science and creating high-value jobs. But today, we... Oh, are you okay? Gordon, you okay?
Oh, this guy, yeah, he's in rough shape.
Yeah.
Where did RFK go? Did he vanish? And he just disappeared.
Jobs. But today...
I'll call for help. 911, what is your emergency? I'm sorry, sir. We can't understand you. Do you need help?
I need help. Someone here, Pat. I'm in perfect health right now, but someone here is dying.
Are you okay? Gordon, you okay?
They are.
Yeah.
Okay, Trump. Stands up, checking it out. Dr. Oz is Johnny on the spot here. And then all these hot chicks. Cameras, we're done with you. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.